Last week, temperate inflation data reassured markets about any immediate economic impact of tariffs. But we still think eventual tariff impacts will take time to show up. And we do see elevated policy uncertainty still as a risk for market volatility. Turning to the week ahead, on the economic data front, market attention will be directed toward the housing market. Interest rates and mortgage rates are still elevated, and that's definitely having an effect on home construction, home sales, and just general housing sentiment. Coming off Friday's decent housing starts number for June, on Wednesday, forecasters are now looking for a small drop in the number of existing home sales sold in June, and then on Thursday for a moderate rebound in new home sales, but that's after a big drop in May. Any significant undershoot in these numbers might add a new layer of concern to this pocket of the economy. There's been a fair amount of noise on the Federal Reserve recently, raising new questions about rate cuts and monetary policy. But despite this, as the Federal Reserve goes into its pre-meeting communication blackout period, markets are still expecting just one or two rate cuts by the end of the year. On the other hand, trade policy news will be up in the air this week. This is the last full week before the White House's self-imposed August 1st deadline to reach trade and tariff deals with other countries. Lastly, second quarter earnings season will ramp up this week. So far, about 10% of S&P 500 companies have reported, and the vast majority of those have beat expectations. But in these reports, we're looking not just at the numbers, also to management commentary about how uncertainty around costs and new policies are affecting their business and profit outlooks. So, things to watch this week: 1, housing data; 2, trade policy developments; and 3, second quarter earnings releases.
The views expressed are solely those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of First Citizens Bank and Trust Company or any of its affiliates. This material is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be an offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase or sell a specific investment strategy, any security or insurance product, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or accounting advice. Please consult with your legal or tax advisor regarding the particular facts and circumstances of your situation prior to making any financial decision. While we believe that the information presented is from reliable sources, we do not represent, warrant, or guarantee that it is accurate or complete. Many companies referenced in this content are independent third parties and are not affiliated with First Citizens Bank and Trust Company. All third-party trademarks, including logos, trade names, service marks, and icons referenced, remain the property of their respective owners. Your investments in securities and insurance products and services are not insured by the FDIC or any other federal government agency and may lose value. They are not deposits or other obligations of or guaranteed by any bank or bank affiliate and are subject to investment risks, including possible loss of the principal amounts invested. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Estimates of future performance are based on assumptions that may not be realized. This material is not a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell any security or other financial instrument or to participate in any trading strategy. Diversification does not guarantee a profit or protect against loss in a declining financial market. First Citizens Wealth, FCW, is a marketing brand of First Citizens Bankshares Incorporated, a bank holding company. The following affiliates of First Citizens Bankshares are the entities through which FCW products are offered. Brokerage products and services are offered through First Citizens Investor Services Incorporated, FCIS, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through FCIS, First Citizens Asset Management Incorporated, and SVB Wealth LLC, all SEC registered investment advisors. Certain brokerage and advisory products and services may not be available from all investment professionals in all jurisdictions or to all investors. Insurance products and insurance are offered through FCIS, a licensed insurance agency. Banking, lending, trust products and services, and certain insurance products and services are offered by First Citizens Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender and SVB, a division of First Citizens Bank and Trust Company. For more information about FCIS, FCAM, or SVBW and its investment professionals, visit www.firstcitizens.com/wealth/disclosures.